Hello, everybody. I am jumping on here really quickly to let you know you're about to listen to a replay. Over the next month, I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite episodes, and I've selected episodes that specifically respond to questions that you've sent me. I get those questions by email, on social, on my blog posts, and I want to make sure that you're not missing some of the really great episodes that I've recorded over time, especially some of my earlier episodes. Now, before the podcast became Beyond Better, it was called The Stacey Ennis Show. And I'm also going to be sharing some episodes from The Stacey Ennis Show because they capture some of those early moments in my journey of location independence, including when we made our first move to Thailand. I really hope you enjoy this selection of episodes over the next month, and please be sure to stay in contact with me by joining my list at stacyennis.com/joinmylist. That's how you will always be updated on new content, on giveaways, on trainings, on all the things. And lastly, if you love this podcast, I have a favor to ask you. Would you please give me a 5-star rating on iTunes? It really helps me reach new listeners and support more people with the message of Beyond Better. Okay, that's it from me. I hope you enjoy this replay episode. Welcome. I'm so glad to be back with you this week talking about the mindset of location independence. This is something I underestimated before we finally made the move and left the United States again. My husband and I lived in a couple of different countries before we had children, but honestly, I think at the time we were too young and just out of college, too young to really understand how deeply ingrained our American culture was in our brains. And so this time, we left the U.S. 8 years, I think, after returning. I know that sounds confusing, so let me just put this into context. We originally left the U.S. in 2009 and lived in the Dominican Republic for a year and a half. We then moved to Vietnam, to Ho Chi Minh City, which is still one of my favorite places. And we had planned to stay there for a year, but ended up leaving after 6 months. So we spent 2 years abroad in developing countries and then returned to the U.S. in 2011. So 2009 to 2010 in the Dominican Republic, 2010 to 2011 in Vietnam. And then we went to the exotic city of Cincinnati, Ohio, where I went to graduate school. From Ohio, we then moved to Boise and just moved to Thailand last year in 2018. And now, of course, it's 2019. So I guess it was more like 7.5 years, about 7.5 years being back in the U.S. And I think I had I had this idea that I hadn't fully become entrenched in the American way. I kind of thought of myself as a bit of a rule breaker or rule creator, I guess, in that my husband and I had crafted this very different life from anybody I knew, except with a few exceptions. We have never been huge spenders, except for just on a couple of things that really matter to us. We value experience over stuff. And so I think with all these things combined, I just assumed that I hadn't really let the American way filter into my brain, that it wasn't influencing me the way that it was influencing most of the people around me. Not that I necessarily thought that was better, but I did think that I was a little bit different in that way. And then we moved last year, and I had to go through my house, which was full of stuff. I thought I was relatively minimalistic And I thought that I had done a pretty good job of not accumulating junk over the years, but I was just shocked at how many hours and hours and hours and hours it took me to go through all the things that we had that I'd been accumulating for the 7.5 years that we were in the U.S. I thought that I hadn't succumbed to that just kind of keeping of things and buying of things, but I totally had. And being confronted with all of that stuff and being forced to go through every single item to decide what stays and what goes, well, that's a really great way to kind of confront American consumerism in a way. So this is all to say that I have had a total mindset shift since leaving the U.S. again. And there's been a few things that I've noticed about myself before I left and myself now, and that I've also observed in the people that I've gotten to know while we have been overseas. One of the things that we had to do as a family is really kind of let go of this way of coming up in the world, I guess. So in America, we are taught from a very young age that our what we produce and what we give into our economy is our worth. We are taught to earn a lot of money. We're taught to buy a home. We're taught to start a family and raise those children to do the same things that we did. Our education system is also built around this idea of creating economically profitable citizens. Now, I am all for profit. In fact, I am very motivated by money. But I think that the model that many of us, including myself, subscribe to is all wrong because we can't possibly all be working toward the exact same future. It doesn't always work for every single person in an entire country, a huge country, to work toward one American dream. We all have very different needs. We have different talents, different abilities. We have different desires. And so what that means is that we have to build lives around the life we want, and that we have the right and I think the responsibility to create lives that are in line with a vision that we have for ourselves rather than just subscribing to what we're taught. And this, I think that this mindset is hard to break. So this idea of there being one way of doing things, it's really, really, really hard to get away from that. It's hard because everybody around us pretty much has that mindset. There are a few outliers, people who do things a little differently, or they've created jobs or companies or whatever it is that work in sync with the life they want. But most of the people around us have a similar mindset. Go to work for hopefully a good company, come home, life happens at night, life happens on the weekends and on holiday, on vacation. And I'm not saying there's something necessarily wrong with that. I know a lot of people who that works really well for, and they truly are happy and they have great families and great lives, and it works for them. But for some of us, it does not work. For some of us, trying to fit into a mold that we are completely the wrong size and shape for, it's not doing anybody any good. A couple of the things that don't work for me with the American mindset that I was raised in is this idea of nicer, better, more. So nicer stuff, better stuff, more things, where our success is determined by what kind of car we drive or what label we're wearing or, you know, what kind of bag we have or what kind of sunglasses we have on, what kind of laptop we show up to a meeting with. All of these things are status symbols that communicate to everybody else around us whether or not we are successful. Another thing that doesn't really resonate with me about the American mindset is work over life. We have a cultural identity as being workhorses. We work all the time. We work at night, we work on the weekends. And to be fair, I will say Americans have great customer service, we have great systems, we have great companies. And if you want something done, ask an American. I think that that's pretty true in most of my experiences around the world. Not that it's not true in other cultures, but I will say Americans have really good work ethic. And I really like that about America. But I think that there is a balance that needs to be had in our culture where you can be really productive and efficient and do great work, but you also need to have a life and you need to have fun and you need to travel. And maybe it's not traveling the world, but maybe it's going camping or even just a day trip to hot springs or doing something that fills you up, because working all the time, that's no life. What's the point of that? Another thing, and this actually connects to the first one I said, the nicer, better, more, is this idea that your value is based on what you have and where you live. And I think that, again, I had this idea that I wasn't subscribing to this. You know, we drove a pretty old car. We had two relatively old cars. One was really old. We lived in a nice house, nicer than we needed. But it wasn't at our max budget. We were definitely living below our means. And so I think in my mind, I wasn't doing this, but the truth is that in some capacity I was. I was definitely going out and spending money on things that, you know, didn't give me a ton of joy, or maybe wasting money on other things that I did it not realizing it, but, you know, maybe we had this house that was way bigger than what we needed. You know, did we need that? Did we need to have a house that size? Couldn't we have gotten by with a lot smaller place that cost a lot less money? I suspect that part of the reason we went with the big house is because that's what everyone else had around us. And in our minds, we didn't want to be the ones with the tiny house, you know? So I think that piece of it, it's when you're so entrenched in it, it's hard to step out and be able to look around and say, huh, I am falling into a lot of these things that I don't want to be. I thought when we lived in the US that I was free of a lot of these mindset barriers, I guess, but I wasn't. And it wasn't really until we actually got rid of most of our stuff, not all of our stuff, but most of our stuff, and we packed up our family and we moved across the world, that I was able to begin to see some of the things that to me actually do mean freedom. And instead of having an American mindset, beginning to develop a location independent mindset. So in my view, here's what a location independent mindset involves. First of all is minimalism. I don't think that you can be location independent, truly location independent, without being relatively minimalistic. Now, that doesn't mean not owning things. I, for practicality's sake, have to set up an office when we move somewhere, which means I have a desk and a computer monitor and a bunch of other things that help me run my business. My husband is a cyclist, so his bike and all of his bike gear gets packed up and comes with us. We have two children, and they have toys they love. I'm not going to rip those out of their arms and donate everything to the local charity. There are certain things that will stay with us. But to me, minimalism isn't about not owning stuff. I'm not on that extreme of I only have one suitcase, which in this world is pretty normal. I'm more of the mindset of I'm going to buy this thing. Number one, will I keep it? Number two, where am I going to store it? Because here in Thailand, we picked a place that was a whole lot smaller than our place in America. And we don't have a lot of room for storage, so it forces us to think more deeply before we buy. So if I decide I have a place to store it, and I know either I'm going to keep this thing, or I know what I'm going to do with it when it's done, and I buy it having thought through these things. Back home in America, I would get Amazon orders twice a week sometimes more. I would have just random Amazon packages on our front step, And I never really processed that until I no longer had Amazon. And now I can't just have, I'd order something, I'd have this box sitting there and I'd have to think, oh, what did I order? Oh yeah. Oh, maybe it's that. No, I think I got that already. So I'd go through this mental processing of what could be in that Amazon box on the porch. That's crazy now that I think of it. But at the time it seemed so normal. Why did I need all that stuff? I didn't. Now, it is kind of a pain to not be able to get things quickly when I want it, but it does force me to really think about what I need and to make more joyful, heart-driven, or logic-driven decisions, and also definitely choose experiences over stuff in most cases. Another thing that has been a big mindset shift for us, I think that I can say this for my whole family, has been a shift away from nationalism, not in the sense of America's number one and nobody is better, but nationalism in this idea of I guess I just really subscribe to a lot of American ideals. And now as a family, we have really shifted to a global mindset, which I guess just lets us kind of define ourselves in the space that we're in and makes us more open to other people and their experiences and being willing to question things that growing up I never questioned, like saying the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning. Never thought about that until a friend recently brought it up, that a lot of the world thinks it's really weird that we do that. Oh, that's interesting. Now I can actually think about that and decide if I agree with it or not versus never questioning it. So there's been a lot of those little ahas. I think too, just having the opportunity to know people from all over the world gives us such a special chance to develop empathy, especially for my children. My daughter has 49 nationalities at her school. That's crazy. That's a huge amount. I don't even know if I had two at my school, my private school growing up. And she just is exposed to people from all different walks of life, all different experiences. And it's just really cool. On that note, I talked a little bit about empathy already, but the other shift that I've made, I'm a very naturally competitive person. I think I came into this world, waging a competition with somebody. I like competition. I think it's fun. I loved sports. I like that kind of stuff. And so for me, it's natural to be competitive, and American culture is very competitive. This idea of I can't have it, no one else can, there's not enough for everybody. I don't feel that way as much, I would think. I think I don't feel that way as much. And I now, because when you leave the U.S. and you go out in the world, into the world, or even like you leave your city, you leave your state, and you go somewhere else in the country, it's so apparent that there is so much opportunity out there for all of us. And in my view, there's no competition, actually, for what I do. Not because I'm the best of the best, but just simply because the world is huge, and certainly there's enough opportunity to go around. And for that reason, I feel that I have eased my edge a little bit while still maintaining the drive that keeps me moving forward and keeps me working hard but efficiently and while valuing life. The other mindset shift that we made and I made, we as a family and me individually, is really defining life by our own terms. Now, we were doing this a bit back home, but it's a little different when you are living in Boise, Idaho as an American versus living in Phuket, Thailand, or wherever you are in the world. And when you get somewhere and you know nobody and you are out in the world just kind of figuring it out on your own, you are really blazing your own trail and forming your own life and creating your own path. You don't have anybody out there to tell you how things should be done. And that forces a mindset shift. It forces you to find a way of being in the world that is different and that's unique and that's uniquely yours. And really, that's about creating your life versus living a life somebody else prescribed for you. Being location independent, now technically I was location independent in Boise because we could be anywhere, but really taking that next step of location independence, of actually moving and trying it out and seeing what that would look like for us as a family, has shown me that there actually are a lot of people out there defining life by their own terms and doing their own thing and creating lives they desire, crafting lives they want. And that's really inspiring to be out seeing people doing the thing, just out in the world doing what they want. And it's not always easy. It's certainly not perfect. But I would not trade this life for anything. It's pretty amazing to get out of Boise, which we love and we will return to at some point. At least part-time. We love Boise, and we love America, but the world is huge. It's so big, and there's so much to see, and there's so much to do, and you cannot see and do and experience it all in 2 to 3 weeks, 4 weeks even, of vacation, a year. That's why I love the location-independent life, and that's why I'm so grateful that we get the chance to live this way. It's amazing. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you liked this episode, please take a moment to rate and subscribe. It helps me reach more people just like you. If you have a question you'd like me to answer on the podcast, or if you just want to get in touch, you can reach me at stacyennis.com and click connect. This episode was produced by me, Stacy Ennis. I'll be back in your podcast player next week. Take care.
Hello. Bonjour. Comment ça va? Sawadee. I love mommy. I love mommy. She's the best mommy in the world. I love mommy. I love mommy. I love mommy so much. She's the best. I love mommy. I love mommy. She's the best. I love mommy. I love mommy. She's the best. She's the best. I love mommy. I love mommy so much. I love mommy so much. She's the best thing in the world. I love her. She's the best. I don't know why she is so great, but she doesn't think a max, but she cannot do what I do. But I love her more. She's the best at things, but I don't know why she is. She is not very flexible, but she is the greatest thing in the world. I love mommy. 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 She is the best. She is the best. She is the best. I I love you, Mommy. Bye-bye.